Sister Rosetta von Frank Turner, abgespielt auf Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Es ist 16 Uhr und 30 Minuten und der Künstler, der sich mit historisch wichtigen Frauen beschäftigte auf seiner Platte No Man's Land. Er ist jetzt bei mir im Studio, nicht um nochmal über diese Platte zu reden, sondern er will schon mal auf sein Festival aufmerksam machen, das ja schon seit einigen Jahren existiert unter der Überschrift Lost Evenings. Dieses Jahr wird das Ganze zum ersten Mal in Berlin stattfinden, nach zweimal England und einmal Boston in the US of A ist diesmal die Arena dran. Es gibt ein tolles Line-up. Die Hauptbühnen sind jetzt auch bekannt gegeben worden und wir wollen ein bisschen noch mehr erfahren über die Festivalpläne des Frank Turner. Der ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Hello and welcome to Flux FM, Frank.
Hello, it's lovely to be back. How are you?
Thank you, I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I've just been down to the arena this morning to have a look around in preparation for Lost Evenings 4. And it's going to be the best one yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, now, I'm putting my money down now.
Okay, cool. Now, before we talk about this future event, let's maybe take a look back, like History Channel-like, on those first Lost Evenings. When and how did you come up with the idea that it would be nice to build your own festival?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, a lot of people were asking me if I wanted to do a festival, like, in a field, you know, like a traditional festival. And first of all, it's a huge, like, and risky financial undertaking. But also in England, like, the Levellers have a festival called Beautiful Days, which is perfect. And there's nothing I would do differently.
Okay, but that's on a field.
It's in a field. Mm-hmm. But if I was going to have one in the field, it would be the same as that. And I don't want to just copy their ideas, you know. So I was just thinking about how to, like, have my own annual event. And I mean, it's a festival, but it's like a gig. It's like a long gig kind of thing, you know. It's four nights. I headline each of the nights. And then we have other bands playing. And then we have a second stage. And we have panels and discussions and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the first one was in 2017 in London. And it was an experiment, and I think everybody, like me and my crew and my booking agent, everyone thought that it was going to be a disaster. And it wasn't. It went really well, and everything had worked just about. Uh-huh. So we were like, wow, we should do this again. So we did London for the first 2 years. Then last year, we moved it to Boston in the USA. And the idea was always to move it around the world. It's a portable concept, you know? So last year was Boston, which was great. And then I was definitely the thing I wanted number four to be in Europe. I wanted it to be in Germany. Mm-hmm. And we talked about a few ideas, and then eventually it was like, it's got to be Berlin.
Yeah,
of course
cool.
It's Berlin.
Cool.
So yeah, so here we are. We're in Berlin for Lost Evenings 4.
So you've established the idea that there's not only going to be music on those various stages, plus panels and discussions as well. What were those discussions about in those first years?
We've had stuff about, like, some of it is like to do with my music. So I'll do like sort of question and answer stuff, or talking about early records or whatever. Some of it is to do with kind of activism and charities, like talking about mental health or about sexual violence at shows and that kind of thing. And then some of it is, you know, we've got podcasts, we've got book readings. Some of it is about how to get into the music industry other than being a band. So we've had panels where we have, you know, my booking agent and my guitar tech and my record label. And it's like, if you want to work one of those jobs, how do you get that job? Nobody knows.
So you don't have to fail as a musician to be a good tour manager.
Exactly. But yeah, you know, just sort of anything like that. And then, you know, we're trying to get as many kind of like sort of local activist groups involved and charities and all that kind of thing. And, you know, the focus is music. I am a musician, but it's like, if you're going to have 5,000 people in the same place, then let's talk about other things as well.
Yeah, especially in times like these, I think it's really important that people come together and talk about stuff.
So it's going to be a whole big kind of community weekend.
Yeah. And now you've put out the names of the bands that are going to play the main stages.
The main stages, yes.
Yeah, but there's going to be more.
Oh, there's a lot more.
I mean, I would already buy the ticket now. Yeah. Really? It's good enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm super proud of the lineup this year. I mean, you know, it's great to have Katie Tunstall. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's one of our favorites.
It's great to have Catfish and the Bottle Man. That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased we have Turbo Start.
Yes.
It was important to me. We were saying just before we came on air that I wanted to make sure that there were a lot of German bands on the bill as well. I don't want to just be all English and American bands and Katie Tom's from Scotland anyway.
Yeah.
But the big one for me this year, I have to say it.
Drum roll, drum roll, drum roll.
Henry Rollins.
Henry fucking rolling.
Yes.
You have to swear on German radio for this special occasion.
I'm not sure. I can never remember if I'm allowed.
For this special occasion, what
am I allowed?
Yes.
Henry fucking Rollins.
Yes, great.
Is going to be on the bill as well. So, you know, and I have a black flag tattoo on my wrist, and it was my third ever tattoo.
Wow.
So, you know, so I'm very excited about the bill. That's going to be awesome.
And, but Henry Rollins is going to do a stand-up thing, right?
Yeah, he's going to do a talking show. Yeah, talking show. And then, but we have a second stage, and there's another 16 bands that we're going to announce pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
And then there's going to be, we're also, during the day, we're going to have like kind of hangouts and like pop-up shows in bars nearby and record stores. We're going to have an open mic stage, so anybody who feels like they got a song in them can come down. And one of the cool things, the guitars, we'll have two guitars in the open mic stage, the two of my guitars from touring. And at the end, you can win one of them to take home if you want as well.
That's really sweet. It sounds like super professional for the fact that it's only started in 2017.
Yeah, man. No, I know. Well, we're getting better at it every year.
Yeah.
Like, I always remember on the first year, because we'd never done it before, it got to about 9 a.m. on the first day. And suddenly we realized that nobody had thought about wristbands.
Oh, ha.
And some poor, like, work experience kid had to run out and try and buy 5,000 wristbands in 1 hour with different colors and everything. And, you know, and because we were learning, we didn't know what we were doing. Now we've got the wristbands are sorted for this year. I promise.
Yeah. And I mean, it must be an advantage that you've done that for a few years now, because I mean, if you call Henry Rollins or maybe his agent, I don't know if you can call him directly, and you'll be like, yeah, I've done this three times. And
that helps.
10,000 of people come in.
Yeah. And it's you know, this is the biggest year so far. It's got a little bigger every year, and that's exciting to me. And it's really cool as well being, I mean, I don't want to have a big political conversation right now, but it's really nice doing it in Europe right now, given certain things.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that we're coming to Europe.
Yeah. And you're still welcome.
Thank you.
You know, you're
That's
still
good.
Welcome.
I mean,
don't
I'm
be afraid.
I'm very glad. I don't want to ever stop playing in Germany, please.
Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another artist off of the lineup, Katie Tunstall mit The River auf Lux FM. Wir werden dann gleich noch ein bisschen weiter quatschen mit Frank Turner. Wir werden Tickets verlosen fürs Festival schon heute und eine Live-Performance hören von Frank Turner himself. Vorneweg aber Katie Tunstall mit The River auf Lux FM. Katie Tunstall auf Lux FM und ihr wahnsinnig schönes Stückchen The River vom 2018 erschienenen Album Wax. Bei mir im Studio ist immer noch Frank Turner, der nicht nur Musiker ist und ein uns bekannter Singer-Songwriter, sondern er ist eben auch Festival-Chef für die Lost Evenings Festival-Reihe. Es ist ein bisschen mehr als ein Festival. Es gibt auch Panels und Diskussionen und ein großes Rahmenprogramm. Und in diesem Jahr wird das Lost Evenings-Konzept zum ersten Mal auf einer Berliner Bühne präsentiert. Und zwar in den Tagen vom 21. bis zum 24.05. in der Arena. Wir haben jetzt schon erfahren, dass auf den Hauptbühnen tolle Bands spielen werden, wie Catfish and the Bottleman, Katie Tunstall, die gerade gehörte. Henry Rollins wird ein Spoken Words kleines Programm aufführen. Und Turbostart sind genauso auf der Bühne wie Fortuna Ehrenfeld. Und zwischendurch und an jedem Abend im Prinzip auch eine Frank Turner Show, the energy kind of thing might be a bit difficult for you because you have to play every night.
Yeah, well, one of the only sad things about Lost Evenings for me is that I don't really get to see any of it.
it's Lost Evenings for you, and now the title of the whole thing makes sense.
But it's like, you know, like particularly like the second stage where we have some amazing bands have played in the previous years, and this year we're announcing the lineup for the second stage pretty soon. And there's some incredible bands on there. And, like, I just can't really go there. I don't have the time or the energy or whatever. And it's, you know, not
and you're
only...
It's your band that kind of, like, ends the whole evening, right? So you have to stay concentrated, focused. You can't just chillax
in
front of
the
stage.
Yeah, and not just that. We I'm going to play headline all four nights, but each night is a completely different set.
Yeah.
Both in terms of the songs and, like, the style. So one of the nights is just solo. And one of the nights is like an unplugged storytelling thing.
And then there's one about the first three albums.
Yeah, just the first three albums only.
Yeah.
And then one of them is kind of like the greatest hits, however you want to put it. And it's just...
He's just sat there himself.
No, I know. But like, I to remember that many songs is hard.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Just the words and the chords, you know? And
and then they're all fast-paced. I mean,
come on. Yeah, I know. The chord changes come and go pretty quickly. So... Yeah, you know, I have to kind of like focus a lot as well. So it's killer for everybody, but I slightly have to lay low at the back. But it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I think it's very nice of you that you kind of change up the set and the idea behind the gig every night. Because otherwise, I mean, it would be, would get...
If we just played the same set four nights in a row, that would suck.
But we're getting better at this. What do you want?
Yeah. Here's last night's set, 10% better.
That would be great, though, too. But I mean, it looks as if the whole thing is going to be like a story that's going to happen in the future as well. Because, I mean, this one was sold out pretty quick. I mean, the first version of it.
Yeah, the first
one.
We had to move venues because the first one sold out, so which is great. This, as I said, this will be the biggest Lost Evening so far. I mean, it's still, it's kind of cool. Like, I always want, I don't want it to get, like, too big. I want it to still feel like a
Turnapalooza.
I want it to feel kind of like a community thing, you know? Yeah. So, you know, and everybody kind of... Can it's like a manageable number of people, you know, but we've got more people this year, and then we have plans for next year, and I have an idea for the year after, and I'm not going to tell
that's
you
cool,
what any of those things are.
But
idea is that even if I take a year off, it'll be between Lost Evenings.
Yeah, cool.
You see what I mean?
No, that's good. That's good because I think people have the need for a thing like that.
Yeah,
and then I mean the combination of talks and panels and music. And art, I think it's a crucial thing to have right now.
Well, thank you.
And we haven't mentioned Ingo from the Donuts, who's going to be the presenter.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell this story on the radio because it'll annoy him, and I love him dearly.
Okay. Cool.
He's an old friend of mine. No, it's just when we were planning to do it in Berlin, I was really thinking like, you know, if I could get the Donuts to play, that would be amazing. And we're old friends, and we've recorded together and everything. And we kind of announced it, and then we started trying to book the bill, and the first person I called was Ingo, and he said, "Oh my God, dude, I can't believe this." He was like, "We've literally just come out of a meeting where we agreed to have 1 year off,
okay,
where we wouldn't do any shows."
Yeah.
And I was like, "God damn you." So I thought about
that's
it.
That's why they called the Donuts.
Yeah, right.
Won't
exactly.
Do it.
Exactly. But I called him and asked him to be like the MC.
Nice.
And because I wanted somebody who's funny and somebody who can speak English and German and somebody who people know. And he is all of those things. And he said, "Yes, of course." So he's going to be there. Introducing all the bands, getting the crowd ready, getting them G'd up. It's going to be killer.
Yes, thank you. So your last record, a great record called No Man's Land, came out in 2019. Have you already started working on new material, or is the whole Lost Evenings thing
I'm writing at the moment. We're not going to start like getting into a studio until Lost Evenings has passed.
Yes.
But I've got 15 songs ready to go, and I'm trying to get to like 30 and then pick the best 12 or whatever, you know what I mean? But
is there because for the last record you did do a lot of research because there's 13 stories about women on that record.
It's a historical
figures.
Yeah.
And you did a lot of research for that record. Is that something that you're doing right now as well?
No,
is it something
that I'm very, very proud of No Man's Land, but that was like a project unto itself. I might do something similar again in the future, but the next record is going to be very different. It's going to be, I shouldn't really tell you just yet, but I will. It's going to be a kind of a hardcore punk record.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's going to be really head down.
It's going to be back in the days, full circle.
Yeah, I mean, kind of full circle to where I was when I was like a teenager, you know, rather than the beginning of my solo career. It's going to be like heavy.
Yes.
But I haven't made it yet, and I'm known to change my mind. So we'll see what happens with
Look forward to the first Frank Turner jazz record that's going to come out in 2021.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know about that. I did one jazz song on No Man's Land, which was my first ever attempt at writing a jazz song, and I really enjoyed it.
Coltrane, you thought of Coltrane, who was
Thelonious Monk.
Thelonious Monk.
Yeah, Nika Rothschild was Thelonious Monk's kind of patron.
Yeah.
And I wrote a song about her. And I wrote a jazz song, but it was hard. And I think that might be the end of my jazz career. The beginning and end of my jazz career.
Well, it happened.
I mean, and everybody enjoyed it, and everybody had a good time.
It's been a career. Frank Turner auf Flux FM, ein Song spielt uns noch live. Which song are you going to play again?
I'm going to play the first song from No Man's Land, which is a song, it's about a woman called Ginny Bingham, who was a woman who owned a bar in Camden in North London 400 years ago, and she was accused of being a witch, but she wasn't a witch, she was just a woman who ran a bar on her own. So this song is called Ginny Bingham's Ghost. If you're heading down to Camden Town, be sure to raise a toast to the patron saint of the waifs and strays, to Ginny Bingham's ghost. She was a fresh-faced lass from Kentish Town, she came. Her people, they were peddlers. Ginny Bingham was her name. And with her husband, Gypsy George, a Camden coach house they did keep, till they hung him by his neck from Tyburn Tree for stealing sheep. It broke her heart to lose her love when she was just a child. So a man named Darby took the hand of Ginny, meek and mild. He was a drinker, not a thinker, till he brought his wife to tears. Until one Camden winter morning, Darby simply disappeared. If you're heading down to Camden Town, be sure to raise a toast to the patron saint of the waits and strays, Ginny Bingham's ghost. She earned a reputation on those bitter Camden streets. If you tarry with the Bingham girl, you'd hold your manhood cheap. But even so, the miser pitcher was a third man on her lips. Till one night they checked her oven and found him burned up to a crisp. They tried her for his murder, thought they'd finally cooked a goose. But even when the fourth man died, Ginny somehow set the noose. He was a fugitive from justice, for love she took him in. But he beat her once too often, and the poison did him in. If you're heading down to Camden Town, be sure to raise a toast to the patron saint of the waits and strays, Ginny Bingham's ghost. The locals didn't like her, falsehoods followed her around. They called her wicked woman, sought to rest her some renown. They swore upon the gravestones of her husband she'd grown rich, the rival and the righteous. They knew she was a witch, but the reason she was hated was a simple one indeed. She had kindness for the careless, took it those in need, the guilty and the gamblers, the harlots and the whores. Only the Ginny offered sanctuary at her bar. No judgment for the judge, and you can never fall too far. On the day she died, they swore they saw the devil by her side. A mob broke down her door, and from her chair her body pried. The tavern, it's still standing, now it's called the Underworld. And it still offers sanctuary for all broken boys and girls. So let's head on down to Camden Town, and folks, let's raise a toast to the patron saint of the waits and strays, Ginny Bingham's ghost.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go.
Frank Turner with Ginny Bingham's Ghost live auf Flux FM. Ein Auszug aus einer immer noch hörenswerten Platte No Man's Land, die 13 Biografien wichtiger Frauen vertont. Aufgenommen hatte das Album mit weiblichen Musikerinnen und mit Catherine Marks als Produzentin. Wirklich sehr, sehr hörenswert, nicht nur wegen der Musik, sondern eben auch wegen der Stories auf der Platte. Frank Turner ist der Erfinder der Lost Evenings Veranstaltungsreihe, die zum ersten Mal Halt macht in Berlin vom 21. bis zum 24.05. in der Arena. Moderiert wird von Ingo von den Donuts. Donuts, sagt man. Ich sage immer Donuts.
The Donuts.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah. But they're the Donuts because they won't play for a year. except Ingo's little gig. Im Rahmen dieser tollen Konzertveranstaltung, die, wie gesagt, stattfinden wird, vom 21. bis zum 24.05. in der Arena. Es gibt jetzt wieder Tickets, seitdem das Ding hochverlegt worden ist, vom Astra für Catfish and the Bottleman, Katie Tunstall, Frank Turner natürlich, himself, Turbostart und Henry Rollins.
Und Henry Rollins.
Mit einer Spoken
and Fortuna Ehrenfeld und Tim Van Tol und Dave Howes and the Mermaid und Beans on Toast und Grace Petrie.
And 16 more bands that are going to be announced soon.
Yes, exactly.
So, I mean, you've already sold your ticket to me. But I think there's going to be people interested out there. Es gibt jetzt also wieder Tickets für die Lost Evenings Abende. So 130 Euro muss man für alle vier Abende hinlegen. Thank you, Frank.
Vielen Dank and bis bald.
Ja, genau. Yeah. Vielen Dank auch dir.
This is all my German.
This is enough, man. You're still, as I told you, you're still welcome to Germany. although it's just a little German. Best of luck for the Lost Evenings thingy.
Thank you very
much. As soon as you've recorded new music, you visit us again.
Of course.
Thank you, Frank. Bye.